Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Love celebrating all things that Vet Med, that our wonderful colleagues do in the profession. And joining us is a wonderful, outstanding individual. I can't wait for you to hear all the accolades and the achievements that he's doing and continue to do. And it's Dr. Mark Bezanson in the house. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. And we have a lot to unpack with all the great work that you've done. And I'll give the listeners a little background of what you have done. So that way we kind of set the tone for where the conversation's going to go. But Dr. Bezanson is a Texas-based veterinarian, innovator, and entrepreneur dedicated to advancing vet med through clinical excellence, product development, and education, which we're going to talk about. He's a graduate of Texas A&M University. Go!
What? Aggies.
There it is. He began his career in mixed animal practice before co-founding Crossroads Veterinary Clinic and Nexus Veterinary Specialist. With a lifelong passion for innovation design, he launched Bezanson Innovations in 2018 and later founded Dr. Mark Vet in 2022. His company combines small animal hospital with product development, consulting, and education services, and bringing practical solutions to veterinary teams while supporting other innovators in the field. He serves as a key opinion leader, or KOL, for many industry partners and sharing expertise in regenerative medicine, biologics, and advanced surgical techniques. He's committed to research and invention, publishing clinical studies, and securing patents that protect his design. Outside of his practice, Dr. Mark enjoys time with his wife, Megan, their two sons, and hobbies including coin collecting, welding, and hands-on projects. Certainly keeps you busy there, my friend.
Yes, so, I don't sleep.
No, that's your mind going, you know?
Yes, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop at all.
Yes. So I like that you go by Dr. Mark, by the way, which is cool.
Yeah. So, you know, Dr. Mark is what I go by. And the reason is because my last name is so hard to say. So if you see how it's spelled, Bezanson, I get multiple different, interpretations of how that sounds. And so it's a French last name. There's actually a little community in France named Bezanson, France, or if you want to actually pronounce it, it's Bezanson. And so it's just easier to use Dr. Mark. You know, it turns into a 5-minute conversation with clients. You know, how do you say your name? And we go through the whole history. So it just makes it easier. So Dr. Mark it is.
Dr. Mark it is. I love it. And associate's degree from Coastal Bend College in Beeville and undergrad at Texas. So are you originally all from Texas? Texas born and bred?
Yeah, I'm a Texas boy. I was born down in South Texas, Falfurrias. And there's probably not going to be many people that know that little town, but it's way down there. And raised in a small town called Hebronville for about 10 years. And then my family was more from Beeville. So ultimately, we got back to that area. And there's a little college there called Coastal Bend College right out of high school. Went there for a couple years, got a little associates, then kind of finished up my degree at Kingsville, which actually I didn't actually get a bachelor's. I was accepted to vet school before I finished. I remember my acceptance letter. It says I was in biochemistry. And it says you are accepted to vet school on the terms that you pass biochemistry. So I had to make at least a 70, which I made an A in it, but then went into College Station and finished my vet degree in 2005.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. And so tell me about the practice, Dr. Mark.Vet Animal Hospital.
Yeah, so Dr. Mark.Vet Animal Hospital, I created that. I like the animal hospital component. I enjoy doing orthopedics and advanced soft tissue surgeries. I don't do a lot of general practice anymore. I did have a hybrid clinic where I did do some general practice and then orthopedic work as well, but now I've transitioned to more just kind of the advanced soft tissue and orthopedic stuff. So it's more of a referral based type surgery. Keeps me busy for sure.
I love that you have such a passion for surgery. Did you always have that passion? Did you kind of grow into learning and loving surgery?
Yeah, so I like to work with my hands. So, you know, I was very engineering mindset when, you know, just growing up. And so I always wanted to work with my hands. And so this was a way that, you know, working with animals, you're able to fix them with your hands doing surgery. And so that's always been something that I've enjoyed. So, there's some people, they love internal medicine. I enjoy actually, manipulating the bones and tissues with my hands and fixing them. They say a chance to cut is a chance to cure. So,
Right.
that's definitely, I enjoy surgery.
That's great. And I know you had an interest in engineering, right?
Yeah, so engineering was actually the degree path that I was going for through college. And so when I graduated with that associate's degree, I'd done all of the calculuses and was working towards engineering, and went off to the 4-year college. In that first semester, my next class was differential equations, and I walked into the class and the professor started talking. I literally stood up and walked out, went to my advisor, said, cancel all my courses. And then I started taking all the prerequisites for vet school and then got in. So switched that literally on a specific day, made that decision change, and glad I did, because I'm still able to do some of it through some of my innovations, but also help animals with the veterinary degree.
I think that it's such an interesting and unique combination that you have because, to your point, you're an innovator and having that background of engineering as well as veterinary medicine allows you to come up with these ideas, hence, probably why you don't sleep at night because you have these great ideas going on. So I want to know more about that. First, tell the listeners a couple of things that you've worked on and you have out there going on. It's just great.
Yeah, so I've partnered with several key leading industry companies. So Mila International is one of them. I've created a couple of catheters for them, and those are now currently available on their website. I've also done some restraint type devices, which those are available through Jorvet, and then also doing things with orthopedic surgery. So at this point, Vetovations, even with Securos, trying to work with them on some guides to help with the TPLO, so a TPLO osteotomy guide and things like that. So these are just things that, I see a problem or an issue that I'm dealing with in practice, which is where it really kind of comes together, is when I'm trying to do these things in the animal hospital component. And it's like, oh man, how can we make this better for our pets? Or for the veterinarians, for that matter, how can we make it easier? And then so my mindset transitions. Actually, the TPLO osteotomy guide that I have, I had done a TPLO that day, and my blade drifted when I was making the concentric cut. And I was like, there's got to be a way that we can guide this blade. And at 2 a.m. in the morning, when that night, I got up, and I keep a notepad and a pen, and I got up and I wrote my idea down, and I just couldn't sleep until I wrote it down. So.
And we recently put an article up on DBM360 about your Tomcat catheter for blocked cats.
Absolutely. So, I did a little pilot study on a Tomcat catheter that I created with Mila. And basically, it shortened the catheter length, just a little bit about it, shortened the catheter length to about 5 centimeters. And what that does is allows for complete elimination of those crystals in these blocked tomcats, whereas these longer catheters that are currently available go to the back of the bladder, and those crystals just don't eliminate. They kind of clutter or combine up in that neck of the bladder. So yeah, definitely has been a game changer, and the study showed that with the results that I got from that, and which is available through DVM360, it's published there.
That's huge. It's awesome that you've done that. And then I know you and I were chatting a lot about canine amniotic tissue allograft because that's a very hot topic lately that we're seeing in the literature. I know you've been working with AlphaFlow, so share with the listeners a little bit about that in general.
Yeah, so regenerative medicine, I think, is kind of the next wave of how we're going to be treating animals. We're basically going to give them the ingredients to heal their own body. We're going to stimulate their immune system, stimulate these progenitor cells, potentially stem cells, with this amniotic tissue. So we take the amniotic layer of the placenta, and we extract those biologically active proteins, which it contains over 1,000 proteins in this amniotic layer, cryopreserved into a liquid that can then be injected into whatever area or areas that need help, whether that's a non-healing wound, whether that's arthritis, corneal ulcers, seizure. I mean, it's used for lots of things, allergy dogs, ear infections. It just helps the body to heal itself, basically. And I think that's going to be the wave of the future once it starts coming around and really catching on.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah, and I, like I said, I've been seeing a lot of that in the research and literature. So I do think it's just going to be more and more mainstream, which is great. I think it's fantastic.
Absolutely. I think that, regenerative medicine in general, I used to, now that I've been using it more and more, this product called AlphaFlow, my practice used to be, okay, I'm going to use my traditional meds for a certain condition, and then I'll add AlphaFlow in to help my traditional meds work better. It's almost now transitioning to, okay, I'm going to use AlphaFlow to treat or manage this condition, and I'll add in some traditional medications if I need them to help support in the AlphaFlow. So it's almost transitioned to where it's my primary treatment, and then I'm supplementing it with, let's say, arthritis. So supplement with a non-steroidal, some supplements, maybe a Librela or something like that. So it's just been working really amazing. There's still a lot of research that needs to be done. We're doing a lot of case studies. It's hard to set up research for certain conditions. Like, how do you set up a research project for dry eye? It's not like you have 100 of those walking in the door every day. So it's just one of those things that takes time to get some data out there.
Nice. And I know you've been doing some work with MG Biologics for the Rattler antivenom.
Absolutely. So once again, another biologic here, they're hyper immunizing horses to then create an anti-venom. And yes, I absolutely partnered with them. I just enjoy doing education consulting. And so that's two of the four pillars of drmark.vet. And so I try to, help these other companies, and it's products, that I believe in. I use them personally in my practice. And so it is something that the anti-venom as well, I do a lot of speaking events for them to help, bring this information to veterinarians. So once again, we can improve the lives of the animals we love. That's my ultimate goal.
Tell me more about that. I'd like that. That's kind of your motto, improve the lives of the animals we love. Where did that come from?
I just came up with it. I don't really know where it specifically came from, but drmark.vet, when I started it, I knew I wanted to do four things. I wanted to have an animal hospital for sure. I can directly help animals in the clinical settings. So fractures, soft tissue issues, internal medicine as well. I mean, I do a lot of everything, but I also had this strong engineering mindset of innovating products. So when I find an issue that I'm dealing with in the hospital, I go to the drawing board and I start to try to figure out a way to fix it. I call these industry leading partners. I say, hey, how do we fix this problem? And man, I got a bunch in the pipeline. Love to talk about them as they come out. So innovating those. But then there has to be a component of educating and consulting. So when I'm developing these relationships with these companies, then I start becoming and turning into a consultant for them to help them with other problems, and then turn around and go and educate both the public as pet owners and then veterinarians, so they know what's available as well. Just, trying to kind of lead that innovation, keep us moving forward as a profession.
Yeah. Where do you see the profession heading in, say, like 5-10 years from now? What does that look like?
Yeah. So I think there's going to be a really, really strong AI component. It's already happening. You can throw x-rays into AI and it'll give you a report, and so that's something that is veterinarians are going to probably take hold of that, for multiple reasons. That was just an example. But AI, I think this regenerative medicine, potentially turning it more into, I don't know how much of a pharmacy we'll have in vet clinics. I think it's going to turn into more injectables, long-acting injectables. I mean, we have a year-long flea and tick shot now. So Bravecto Quantum, we have ProHeart, that's a year long. I mean, it's almost like these dogs are going to come in, they're going to get a series of shots, and we may see them 6 months to a year. So a lot of these long acting, the technology of Convenia 2 weeks, these spheres that they can do, like with ProHeart, you know, why can't they put medications in that and then have to give them a shot rather than having the owner give pills every day, twice a day for 2 weeks? Just let's formulate these long acting injections to deposit this medicine for 2 weeks. I see a lot of that happening. Just the innovations in general, I think they're just going to continue to come out. I don't know. Maybe that's just how my brain works.
Yeah, no, I think this is definitely like an innovation pipeline couple of years, you know, where you've seen like a combination of both AI workflow utilization, compliance to your point. So trying to find things that we can put adherence back to, you know, the veterinarian and so forth. So that way, owners don't have to, I always say, like, you don't want the owners to really be so much of like the caregiver so much, like let them enjoy the human animal bond. Look at the insulin, for instance, now for cats, that they have some alternatives for that. So yeah, I think it's like, it's a great time to be a veterinarian. There's so many great things that are out there now.
Oh, there's amazing drugs that have come out. You know, yeah. I mean, you have these month-long pain injections, Solensia, Librela, it's just all these long-acting shots that are starting to come out. I see our pharmacies getting smaller and smaller, from a pill standpoint, and I see these injections becoming more and more popular because it does. It takes the compliance away from the owners. They're busy. They have kids to deal with. They have baseball games, soccer games, and then you're wanting them to give, Alpha Flow. Here's an example, corneal ulcers, doing a subconjunctival injection and sending them home, versus doing drops four times a day. How are these owners able to do drops four times a day? Well, now, we have some options that maybe we can use that is just requires an injection at the vet and they go home. So, I definitely see a lot of that happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Well, this is a great introduction to learning more about Dr. Mark, and to the listeners, I know we're going to have you on a few times next year and having you join us in speaking opportunities and providing content to DVM360.com and the publication. So thank you for all the great work you do. And well, definitely, I got to stay on top of all this stuff. I can't keep up with you.
Man, I don't know. I just, hey, don't trip. Well, I'll leave you behind.
I love it. Where can we learn more about you?
What's that?
Where can we learn more about you?
Yeah. So drmark.vet, that's my website. Definitely can check that out. I have a YouTube channel where I try to upload some videos and things just to kind of show some cases, but also more of a teaching standpoint. So drmark.vet as well there, but really that's it. Drmark.vet. You can find out all about me. The name of my animal hospital is the name of the website. So I even took my name and made it, digital, basically. Right. So, yeah.
Love it. Thank you so much for all you do, Dr. Mark. And thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me once again.
Of course, my pleasure. Thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate this podcast as we continue to grow. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.